Morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this beautiful Sunday in April. This is the third Sunday of Easter as we celebrate the Easter season. It is great to be here with all of you to worship together, with all the saints around the world worshiping together. Let us be thankful to God for this beautiful day that God has given us together to come and gather here. Let us be thankful for the good health and strength that we enjoy in our bodies. It's always great to get up in the morning and see the sunlight, that I can say every day. Because God has given another day to live in this world. It is a gift. Not because anything that we did, only because of who God is. He still loves us. So let us be thankful for that, gathering here together. The announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletins. These are our regular announcements are there. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank collections still are going on. Please donate in cash or kind. And also the book is still available. That will go, the benefits will go to the Piedmont Missions. And if you know anyone who is affected by the COVID pandemic financially by basic needs like utilities or groceries or anything, please let us know what we can do to help them by calling that number or texting that number there. The address is listed there for your mailing of any communications or donations to the church. The annual conference is listed there for the information for you. Please visit that website for more information and updates. Our planned yard sale will be on Saturday, May the 15th. Please note that and bring your items ahead of time. See Margaret or call her number to bring any bigger items she needs to know ahead of time. So please contact her for any questions. Our cooking class will be, next one will be May 8th, and we look forward to that great session. And Jan Basur will be leading that class. We had a great painting class, drawing class yesterday, the art class. And those of you who have missed it, I want you to miss it again. Because look at this stuff that we drew. These are people who have never attended a class or drawn anything in their lives, including myself. I never knew I could draw these things. So I wanted to share this with you. Come on the next Saturday. Next class is on May 22nd, Saturday, at 10 o'clock. Bring your friends, how we can learn some of the things that you have never thought you would be able to do. So please...
The choir would like to see those.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are all beautiful paintings that people have never drawn. I never drew in my life.
Those are awesome.
And we have a great, great instructor.
Very good.
Wayne and... he's the greatest instructor that I know, because I don't know anybody else. But he is great, and he's so patient, you know, and that's how things came out like this.
Very nice.
And my wife posted her paintings on some social media, and she started getting calls and texts and all of that stuff. Anyway,
wow.
Please come and bring your friends. Yes. Yeah, let us take this opportunity to thank him.
Thank you,
and also for that kind of blessing that God has given us in this church. Let us take advantage of it at this time. So please come, bring your friends. Doesn't have to be church member, doesn't matter, anybody can come. I will keep this here, those so who need to pick it up, your paintings, please come and take the drawings from there. I don't know if you have noticed Forsyth County has a rent and utility relief program for those who are struggling with the rent and utilities because of the pandemic. They can get relief from the county, and I will post that at the entrance there. There's the number you can call, and then they will help you as well. So please use that program for anybody who you know. Please pass information along. For the vaccination effort, if anybody is still looking for spots or trying to get vaccinated and could not get a spot, there's a walk-in vaccination program downtown at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You can walk in at any time. There are some hours that they have posted there. Please search on Google for Mercedes-Benz vaccination program, and that's walk-in, and you just walk in and get your vaccination done. Please spread the word also to friends and families. And the attendance and collections are listed at the bottom for your continued participation and prayer for the future of the church. And you all know that we are taking the parking lot donation as an item that we have to consider in the next 12 months. We are looking for a $30,000 project, so maybe we can cut it down some by negotiating some, but we are looking somewhere around that area. So please pray about it and continue to donate as much as we can in the next few months. Oh, the yard sale will come in there. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Anything else? If not, let us worship together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, Thine Be the Glory. Eternal and Almighty God, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us together on this beautiful Sunday morning to gather in your presence in this church and also online. Thank you for the health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning and gather together and worship, Lord. And we thank you for the great love that you have shown through your Son Jesus Christ, that even when we were sinners, you sent your Son to die for us. Your Son Jesus Christ overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. The resurrection of your Son has given us a new life and a renewed hope. God grant that we celebrate with joy the day of your resurrection, in truth and in spirit. You are the one who comforts us in our troubles, and you are the one who heals in our sicknesses. Help us, Lord, to trust in your promises that you will be always there with us as we come before your As your children, Lord, we pray that you will help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven. In the songs we sing, in the prayers we make, the meditation of the word and everything we do here, Lord, bring an honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. I also wanted to announce that today is one of the Sundays that we remember the Native American heritage of indigenous people, and we use this Sunday and this month to remember many things that have gone in the past and to honor the memory of the those who have gone before us, the indigenous people, not only in America but in various parts of the world. So that is one thing that we remember today as well. And this is the greeting time now. As we can get up and say hi to each other, we wanted to recognize a couple of people. Skip is here singing with us.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you for joining us. And we want him to be here, but I think he is leaving.
So, I only get to see him a bit. Whenever he comes visit, he will be here.
Oh, he'll be. That's Lisa's dad, those of you who don't know.
So have Lou back in the choir with
him. Yeah, Lou has a new hairstyle and looks good. Lou is there. And Terry, welcome back.
And
thank you, Joe, for being on.
Joe, thanks for coming back.
Amen.
Hope things are working out.
Amen.
And thank you all for joining online. Jean, good morning. Martha, good morning. Chuck and Vicky, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, thanks for all joining. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning.
So the choir will be singing a special now. Please remain seated. If you want to follow that, it will be on the screen. Right. Able, please stand for the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 36, verses 5 through 10.
Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds.
Your righteousness is like a mighty mountain. Your judgments are like a great deep. O Lord, human and animals,
you say. O God, how precious is your steadfast love. All people take refuge in the shadow of your wings.
The kings of the abundance of your house,
and you give them drink from the river of your delights.
For with you is the fountain of life, in your light do we see light.
continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your salvation to the upright in heart.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It is our prayer time now, and as a church family we come together and bring our prayers of praises and blessings together and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. It's also the time that we share our prayers of burdens and concerns and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, that God's promises are still true, that He will listen to our prayers all the time and will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So trusting in that promises, let us come to God together as a church family with our prayers of praises and our prayers of concerns. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn with me to those, please remember these people and items in your prayers on a daily basis. Continue to pray for the recovery of Eddie, and he is doing much better than he was before. So he may have to go through some therapy. Please remember him in our prayers. Continue to pray for Martha and Jack for their continued recovery from their sicknesses. Are there any special prayer items to call out from this list or anything else? Pray for Kelly Williams, who's suffering from the shingles problems.
Pastor, I think we need to pray for the people in Indianapolis.
Yes.
After the shooting at FedEx, many different types of people and races of people were affected in that. And it's very, 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 very troubling.
Let us continue to pray for our country, our president, vice president, the lawmakers, the governors of the state who are making decisions that affect our daily lives. Let us keep them in our prayers on a regular basis so that the decisions that they make will be guided by the Holy Spirit. God gives them the wisdom to do the right things. And also let us pray for the first responders, our police, military, fire, and those service workers and delivery workers and all those people who are working around the clock to support us. Be thankful for their services as well as remember them for their safety in our prayers. Are there any other prayer requests to call out? If not, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together as your children to share our prayers of blessings as well as our burdens together. Thank you for always listening to our prayers. No matter where we are or when we pray, we are always there listening to all the needs and our cares. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to become your children through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to die for us, rose from the dead, and who is sitting at the right hand of your throne, interceding for us every day, every time that we need help from you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity and the privilege to raise our prayers and the prayers of others at this time. We pray for all of those who are affected by many things in many various ways. At the same time, we thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us. Even when we are unfaithful, you have been faithful to us, Lord. The good health and strength in our bodies, the family, the fellowship, and the church that you have given us to gather together, we thank you for all of those blessings, Lord. We pray for those who are affected by sicknesses in their bodies, who are broken in various ways. We pray for complete healing, Lord. Particularly, we lift up Eddie in your hands. Touch him with your healing hands as he's still in the hospital. Bless him with continued recovery, that he can be restored back to normal, that he can come back and worship with us again, Lord. We thank you for the continued healing of Martha and Jack, and be with them and give them your healing and your peace, Lord. We pray for Kelly Williams as who is suffering from the shingles problem. We pray that you will heal and touch her with your healing hands and bless them as a family with your peace. We pray for the people who are affected by the shooting and various violences around the country, particularly in Indianapolis. We pray for the families, Lord, who are affected by them, and bless them and be with them in their grief. Comfort them with your presence, Lord. We pray that you'll bring an end to violence and hatred in our country and in this world, Lord. Work in those who are thinking evil, that your Holy Spirit will transform their lives, that they will become loving and caring people and become productive and loving to this world. We pray for all those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, particularly during this pandemic, Lord. We pray that you will comfort them with your presence and peace. We pray for all those people who are working around the clock, supporting us and serving us in various different ways, particularly our healthcare workers, our military, police, fire, and service workers, and all those who are people who are putting their lives on the line for us every day. We thank you for their services. At the same time, pray for their safety during this time. Continue to bless them and their families, Lord. We pray for our country as a whole. Look for direction from you, Lord. We pray for the president and all those who make major decisions nationally, and also the governors of the states, that you will give them the wisdom and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that they will be humbled before you, Lord, that they will follow the ways that you want them to follow, that will bring blessing to this country so that we can be the nation that can still lead the world as you have given us to do, Lord. Bless us today as we worship together as your children with your presence. Touch us, Lord, each and every one of us according to our needs and our desires of our hearts. You know our needs more than anybody else, even ourselves, Lord. Fill us with your power as we go from this place so that we can be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We thank you again for everything that you give us, Lord. Guide us as a church in the future with all the things that you gave us to do faithfully in this community and around the world. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please remain seated as we take up the offering, and the choir will be singing soon and very soon. The ushers may come and take up the offering, please.
Praise God from whom our blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Dear God, you are the source of all we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord, for the work of your kingdom in this world. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Loving God, give us the joy to serve you in our through our gifts, to our service and our witness, that give us opportunities every day. Help us, Lord, to use this offering for the furtherance of your kingdom in this world and also around this community around us, Lord. May these tithes and offering bring life and peace to many, many lives, to transform their lives in this world. Thank you again for the opportunity to give for your kingdom. Bless those who were able to give us to give for this today, and also bless them who could not give today. Cover them with your love and protection, all of them, Lord. Keep them under your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 14.
Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and they got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish. For they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time you have given us to come before your word. Enlighten our hearts and minds to see the truths and the spiritual meanings behind the words, Lord, as we meditate on it. Illumine our souls so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience in our lives, so that it will be a blessing in our lives, but also a blessing to this world through our lives. Help us to have an obedient spirit, Lord, as you speak through your word. May it become life and spirit in us and through us to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As a church, we all know we love to eat. And whenever there is food, we all get excited. I do. And as Methodists, it's a tradition that goes with our Methodist tradition. Whenever you have fellowship, worship, you have a gathering afterwards to eat. And it started way back in the time of John Wesley, and even before that, the Moravians, whom John Wesley learned a lot from, they had that. The German group of Christians who actually showed some of the practices that John Wesley took on from them. So that's a tradition even in the Eastern churches now. Even on Sundays, many churches gather together and have lunch after service, and anytime they gather. For some reason, having a lunch or a dinner together or a breakfast together at one table makes a big difference in our relationship, in our fellowship, and to get to know each other. And food really makes a big difference. And it not only for the taste of it, but also for the fellowship of it. That's why we like to have that monthly luncheon at the last Sunday of the month. So join us if you haven't joined us before. In our text today, Jesus is described as hosting a breakfast on the beach for his disciples after the resurrection from the dead. And so I titled this, "The Lord is My Chef." You know, the Lord is our shepherd. Lord is my shepherd. But he is also our chef. If we look at the history right from the beginning to the end, God provided his people with food all the time, even in the Garden of Eden. Right from the creation time, you know, this is what you eat. And eating food was very important for God, because he knew that not only needed spiritual nourishment, but also you need physical nourishment. So he provided food for his prophets. And we know about Elijah, who was in the desert, and he sent the birds to feed him. And we know the story of the people of Israel going through the wilderness in the desert. And he fed them with manna every day. And also he fed them with meat in the wilderness. And so many different instances in the New Old Testament. In the New Testament also, Jesus was very caring and took care of the people when they needed food. We know the story of feeding the 5,000 with five loaves of bread and two fish. And then later, another 7,000 he fed. Another 4,000 he fed with seven loaves of bread and fish. And we know all these stories about the various times when they gathered together to eat together. And right before his crucifixion, he gathered his disciples and had a Last Supper together with them. And here all these things, and at the end here we see that after his resurrection from the dead, he is back to his disciples hosting a breakfast for them, gathering together, and they were eating together at the beach. We see that this is the third time Jesus appears to the disciples as a group. We read that there today, as John records it. The first time they gathered within closed doors and Thomas was not there. And then the second time Thomas was there. Now here he appears on the beach, where these people his disciples decided to gather together and go back to their fishing business. And we know that many of these disciples who followed Jesus Christ were fishermen. They were in the fishing business, and they left all of that fishing business to follow Jesus when they decided to take that step in their lives. So fishing was the job that they did, the work that they did before they started working with Jesus. Now Jesus is dead, and they have seen him rose from the dead, but he comes and goes. And he comes and goes in unexpected places. So they could not make sense of it, what was going on in their lives. Where is Jesus? Sometimes he appears in a room. Sometimes he appears to those people who are walking on the street towards Emmaus. And sometimes he appears on the beach. And this is how God appears in our lives, in the situations of our lives. Whenever we need him, he will be there. And he comes in without notice, without warning. He just shows up. And that is what Jesus did with his disciples. We like to have a predictable Jesus, right? We like to have some predictions about how God should be working in our lives. But that's not how God works. God works in unpredictable ways. But he works at the right time, according to his time and his will, because he knows the future and the past, everything, even when we are not aware of things around us. So he knows the best for us, so he shows up in random places, in random situations, and gives us what we need. And that's the whole thing that they could not put their minds around. Jesus shows up in random places, and we don't know when he's going to show up again. Life has all these big challenges. Now the disciples have gone back to their business, the fishing business that they were trained to do. They were good at it before. Now they went back and tried to do the work that they have done before, and they caught nothing. They worked all night and they could not get anything from the fishing. They were probably very disappointed. You know, they did that for a living for a while and left all of that and followed Jesus. Now they came back to take up their profession back, and now they find out that they are not good at that either. That's really frustrating. Sometimes life takes us into these challenges that we have to face. The issue is not that if you will have challenges, the issue is you will deal with challenges and how to respond to it. I have a friend who always said that the trouble with life is that it is so daily. It comes every day. It will never end. One of the hardest things about life is the discouragement that comes with the situations, and also many times from people. And it happens many times in the ministry. When you decide to work for the Lord, there will be always people on your way. But if you complain about people, but what is ministry about? It is about people. Without people, there is no ministry or work. So problems and challenges of lives are real, may be from people, may be from situations in our lives. They are going to be there no matter what. But in those things, Jesus will show up randomly. Whenever help is needed, he will show up and make sure that your need is met. It may not be on your time or your schedule, but he has his time and a schedule to come and show up at the need of our times whenever we need him. The encounter these disciples had with Jesus, he showed up as a stranger. And he was on the shore asking them, "Have you caught anything?" He knew they did not catch anything. And then they said, "No, we did not catch anything," knowing not who that was. Then he told them to put their nets, cast their nets on other side of the boat. And they did, and they caught a big, big catch. It said 153 fish, more than enough for them and maybe their family. As soon as they saw this great thing happened, we see that John recognized Jesus. It is the Lord. Many times we see the Lord when we are blessed with those kind of abundance. Oh, yeah, we are grateful that God has given us this. But it is very hard to see the Lord when we go through difficult times. And we doubt, where is God in the presence of these problems that I am going through? But God is always there looking and watching over us. No matter where we are and what we do, His care and presence is always there with us to take care of our needs. And at the same time, Jesus was not idle. He was cooking a breakfast for them. When they came to the shore, He had His breakfast ready for them. That is why I love to call the Lord is my chef. Not only a God who cares for our needs, but also He prepares a food for us. And it says in the Psalm 23 that we read from David, he says that He prepares a table before my enemies. In the situation, our enemies are not people, think about it. The enemies are the problems and the challenges that come and hit us. In the middle of that, He will prepare a table for us. Believe it or not, He prepares a table every day for us in our lives. When the people of God were wandering through the wilderness in their journey towards the promised land, they doubted God. We read that in Leviticus and also in the Psalms, that they doubted. When they needed food, they murmured against Moses and said, can the Almighty God provide bread in the wilderness? Where is He going to bring bread for these people? And remember what happened. He showered bread from the heavens. And like manna, all they had to gather them and cook it and eat it. That's all they did. They had to do. And it says that there's something that if we read in the Old Testament, that the manna he showered at night. And in the morning, the early morning, they were supposed to go and collect it. And the manna was covered with dew. And it was only meant to be lasting for one day. And they were told to gather enough for one day, cook it, eat it. The next day, God will provide again. You know who they did. And you and I, like you and me, they gathered more than one day. And you know what happened there. They rotten and started worms out of it. That's what happens when we get so much self-centered and doubting God's presence. Every day God is there to meet our needs and teach us, these events teach us a lot, that God's resources are always there no matter what our need is at any given point. He's going to meet us according to our needs. So do not worry about tomorrow, as Jesus said, because tomorrow will worry about itself, and God is there going to be there with us tomorrow. And in the wilderness, not only He showered that manna, it was covered with dew. They had to take out the dew flakes and take the manna out of there. You know what that teaches me? Not only He provided food, but He also provided refrigeration. They need a fridge. They didn't have fridge in the desert. He covered them with the dew so that it would be protected and for the day. Anyway, God is a God who is always there not only to take care of our spiritual needs, but also He will take care of our physical needs as well. So do not worry about things that what we will do tomorrow or what will happen to us tomorrow, because God is going to be there waiting for us with His breakfast to feed us tomorrow. It is a comforting and normal moment that He was going to spend with His disciples on the beach. It is not about a last supper that they celebrated together at the upper room. Here is in the life in the ordinary. Now God, Jesus comes back to them in the ordinary moments of their lives, welcoming them to share a meal together just like the old times that they were walking together. Right on the beach, next to their fishing boat, in our situations of our work, in our family, in our normal routines of our lives, Jesus is there waiting for us with the breakfast to share with us. Here Jesus plays the role both as a servant as a host at their breakfast on the beach. Of course, no matter how interesting the gospel story may be here, each story has an application that we have to learn from. And John writes that in chapter 20, these things were written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing, you may have life in His name. So we may have missed out on that early morning cookout with Jesus, or we may not have been out there fishing like the disciples did. But we are offered the same promises nonetheless. Wherever we are, He is going to make sure that He will take care of our needs in the situations that we are in. During the past year, as we look behind, right from the 2020 March when we had the shutdown, and now look back and see how gracious God was, walking and stepping us through day by day when we didn't know what was ahead of us. People were dying, businesses were closing, people were losing their jobs. But look the path that we have trod. God's faithfulness was there every step of the way in our lives. Thank God for His great faithfulness even when we have been unfaithful to Him. He has been faithful to us. He is a God who prepares the table for us in the wilderness. And He is a God who prepares the table before our enemies. The thing about our enemies is our challenging situations, the sicknesses, the problems that face us. When God prepares the table, what happens is that we don't have to do anything. We just have to show up. We don't have to be prepared for anything. We just have to take part in it. He's inviting us to be with Him, to share that meal with Him in the middle of our problems. And also when we share the bread and fish and the breakfast with Him, our focus will become on Him and the table, and we will take our eyes off of our enemy. We don't have to worry about the enemy anymore. Our focus will become God and the prepared blessings that God has given for us. God's table is full of riches with His blessings. And those riches are for us to enjoy. Not to be worried about the things challenging us, but to enjoy the fellowship with God together at the table. In Philippians, Paul says, "Do not worry about anything. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." The enemies can be failure, fear, doubt, frustration, disappointment, or lack of patience or anger. These are all enemies that can attack us. But God wants us to enjoy the meal without worrying about the enemy, looking at His face and enjoying the table together with Him, focusing our attention on Him and not on our challenges. And ultimately, there will be a heavenly banquet that we are all going to enjoy one day, that He is preparing for us. Once this life is over, our eternity starts with Christ in the heavenly kingdom. And there we will be feasting a heavenly banquet. And you and I, together with all the saints who have gone before us, our fathers, our forefathers, our great-great-grandfathers, who believed in Jesus Christ, will be together, joining together in that heavenly banquet, feasting together, enjoying that eternal joy with Jesus Christ again. It's all possible because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank God that He is a living God. He is with us today. He will be there tomorrow. Let us be thankful for that as we go from this place. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is God of Grace and God of Glory. It's 577 in the Blue Book and also on the screen. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn.
Don't rush. We got time. We'll wait on you.
And God of glory on thy people for thy fall. Thy ancient church's story, bring her back to glorious flower. Grandest wisdom, grandest courage for the facing of this hour. For the facing of this round us, storm thy Christ the Savior's face. Tears and hours to long have bound us, free our hearts to work and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, for the living of this day. For the living of this day. Transforming matters, bend our pride to thy control. Want and selfish practice, rich in things and poor in soul. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, and we nation to the evil's leading flow. Let the search for thy salvation be our glory evermore. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, serving you we adore, serving you we adore.
People of God, go in the knowledge that Jesus is going to be there, even in the normal situations of our lives, in random places, looking after each and every one of our needs. Trust in that promises as we go from this place. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.